Making crafts, taking a carriage ride, and listening to local music are just a few of the activities offered at Minnetrista's annual Enchanted Luminaria Walk. Well, besides seeing the lights, of course. The walk, which kicks off Friday, is free and features improvements to the backyard garden in Candyland, said Discovery and Engagement Manager Ashley Mann.
We do make changes every year to the Luminaria and the Enchanted Luminaria Walk, but we just kind of pick and choose where we're going to do those things. And last year, the backyard garden and Candyland area, we expanded it quite a bit. So then after we kind of put our toe into there last year, we decided this year it needed a bit more of a oomph. So we've added quite a bit more back there and more lighting, and it's a great place for younger families for sure.
Although the event brought in 8,000 visitors last year, Mann said attendance is dependent upon the weather.
So the attendance number for Luminaria really depends on the weather. It's obviously, you know, the last week of November, the first week of December, it is cold. It has potential to have rain or ice or snow and whatever like that. So the attendance really depends. It can be anywhere between 5,000 to 10,000 people. This year, it looks like Saturday's weather might not be swell. So, but it is Indiana and that changes. So we're not really too worried about it just yet.
The event, however, wouldn't be possible without volunteers. Mary Zwiggle, who helps coordinate volunteers for the walk, said they need around 45 people every night, and that doesn't include those who help set up the lights.
If you want to participate, you know, in a community event, kind of kick off the holiday season, you know, the carriage rides are fun. Just the atmosphere is fun, and it's just a great opportunity to come and give to your community.
The Enchanted Luminaria Walk will be from 6 to 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday. In Muncie, Mary Frieda, IPR News.